أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد الله هم صلى على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام عليك يا بنت رسول الله السلام عليك يا بنت خديجة الكبرى السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear mourners of the Lady of Light, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamun la alayha, and welcome to our SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is an honor to be hosting all of you, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, families, scholars, and students, as we commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of Her Eminence, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, alayha salam. And of course, once again, we are gathered here tonight in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters and our Lebanese brothers and sisters and all of those across the world who are defending the Palestinian nation in this genocide that they are facing. Again, moving to our dear brothers and sisters in the lands of Palestine, a genocide which has been occurring for well over 1 year. 43,985 people martyred and murdered in cold blood, overwhelmingly of whom are women and children. 104,092 people injured, which are both minimum figures of those that have been killed and martyred, as well as those that have been injured. And today marks the 60th day of the Zionist regime's direct onslaught and attack on Lebanon, the people of Lebanon, and the People's Resistance Movement of Hezbollah. We find continuous attacks on the Islamic Republic of Iran, attacks on Syria, attacks on Yemen, and even threats of attacks, on Iraq. As we continue to dua number 17 of Saifa Sajadia, 14, excuse me. As we continue to dua number 14 of Saifa Sajadia, please remember all of our brothers and sisters across the world in your duas, our brothers and sisters in Palestine and Lebanon and Iraq and Syria, Nigeria or the Philippines, and especially our brothers and sisters in Parachinar, Pakistan, where recent terrorist attacks have killed and martyred over 50 people, again, which includes women and children, and over 50 people have been injured in these terrorist attacks, which occurred in 5 different areas of Parachinar. Please also remember our brothers and sisters all across the world, wherever they are, and our brothers Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Daniel Hemani. Before we continue, there is a request for Surah Fatiha, 3 times Surah Ikhlas, for all of the ulama of the past, including Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amoli, all of the ulama of the past, as well as all of our shuhada, the scholars that were shuhada, Shaheed Arif al-Husseini, Shaheed Nasrullah, Shaheed Beheshti, Shaheed Bahunar, all of the shuhada, Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, Shaheed Haj Qasim Suleimani, Shaheed Yahya Sinwar, Shaheed Ismail Haniyeh, Shaheed Hashim Safiyuddin, all of the shuhada, as well as all of the marhumin and marhumat of the believers all across the world, tonight's sponsors, as well as all of us, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I'm sure that many of you have heard recently there was a resolution by the United Nations in order to implement a ceasefire in Gaza. Once again, shamelessly, And with utter brazen manner, we find that the United States of America has once again vetoed this resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. So this veto of this resolution, which called for the implementation of a ceasefire in Gaza, of course, means a green light that has been given to the Zionist regime by the United States of America to continue its horrific and unimaginable and shocking genocide of the Palestinian people. We do have a Noha at the end of the speech, and we also have a children's story time program tonight, where we have Sheikh Mujahid, who is an author of over 250 books. He's a narrator and a storyteller. So I believe that that is going to start soon for the children.